Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. The Democrats said it was just campaign rhetoric. They said mass deportations, they were a bluff. Trump would never do anything like that. They actually thought they were untouchable. They thought the communities committing fraud in their backyards were beyond accountability. To their horror, they're learning the hard way that they were catastrophically wrong. Right now, as I speak, the ground has shifted beneath Minnesota. Federal authorities have deployed hundreds of agents to the Twin Cities in a coordinated surge, all as their ultra-leftist Somalian congresswoman is coming under federal investigation for immigration fraud. This is not a drill or a warning. This is the enforcement Americans have been demanding, and it's just getting started. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, enjoying yet another wonderful day in President Trump's golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. President Trump was in Pennsylvania yesterday for a rally in the Poconos, and he took the occasion to absolutely savage the ultra-leftist Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
I love this Ilhan Omar, whatever the hell her name is, with the little ching, the little turban. I love her. She comes in, does nothing but bitch. She's always complaining. She comes from a country where, I mean, it's considered about the worst country in the world, right? They have no military. They have no nothing. They have no parliament. They don't know what the hell the word parliament means. They have nothing. They have no police. They police themselves. They kill each other all the time. I love it. She comes to our country, and she's always complaining about the Constitution allows me to do this. We ought to get her the hell out. She married her brother in order to get in, right? She married her brother.
Now, as I'm sure you all know, for years, questions have swirled around Ilhan Omar's tangled immigration history and the allegations of marriage fraud. Now, we talked about this the other day. The Daily Mail just dropped a bombshell report featuring a Somali community insider, Abdi Hakim Osman, going on the record saying that Omar herself told friends the man who became her second husband, Ahmed Elmi, was actually her brother. Now, he describes Elmi showing up in Minneapolis from London, being introduced by Omar as her brother, and then suddenly, quietly, becoming her legally registered husband. And what makes this marriage so weird, beyond the fact that he's allegedly her brother, is that this was actually Ilhan Omar's second marriage, as I just alluded to. She was married first to a guy named Ahmed Hirsi. And what happened is that they separated, supposedly. They divorced, and then she married this guy, Elmi, who, again, we're told the whole Somali community knew to be her brother. And then, oddly enough, they all of a sudden divorce after a very short marriage, and then she gets back together with her original husband, Ahmed Hirsi. And so the Somali leader, Osman, he told the Daily Mail that Omar and Hirsi never actually broke up. They remained together as husband and wife, even though she was legally married on paper to Elmi, and then later remarried in 2018, right in time for her congressional run with her original first husband. So this is why this allegation just won't go away. There's just too many strange things going on here. But the problem, as I mentioned before, the problem is that there is no hard evidence. There's no definitive proof that Elmi is Omar's brother, right? We don't have a birth certificate. We don't have definitive legal documentation that's thus far surfaced proving Elmi is Omar's brother. All we have is the circumstantial evidence. That is, until we just got word that Border Czar Tom Homan is actively investigating her. Homan was on Newsmax the other day when he said this.
Calls that a fraud. It's a story that has never been successfully refuted, even though it's now a five-year-old story. That's clearly a deportable offense. Is there an investigation into that?
You know, I just got advised by a fraud investigator the other day on that. I asked the question, who reviewed the file, and says, there was immigration fraud involved. The statute of limitations became an issue in the last 4 years when this was first brought up. Who was president? Who run DOJ? So pulling the records now, pulling the files, and we're looking at it, but this fraud investigator, who I know personally, one of the best fraud investigators in HSI, Homeland Security Investigations, said there's no doubt he reviewed the file. So I'm running that down this week, matter of fact, and we'll see.
According to Tom Homan, some of the best fraud investigators out there have looked at the Ilhan Omar files, and they have, in Homan's words, they have definitively concluded that there was immigration fraud on her part. I mean, things are seriously heating up here. Ilhan Omar is clearly on their radar. But of course, this is so much bigger than just one politician. The systemic nature of this fraud is absolutely staggering. According to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, based on a DHS investigation, upwards of 50% of visas in Minnesota are fraudulent. One out of two. I mean, from specifically regarding the Somali community. I mean, the fraud doesn't get a whole lot worse than that. And so ICE agents are responding. They're flooding Minnesota as we speak, and the arrests are shocking leftists to their core. Wait until you see this. But first, did you know that U.S. life expectancy peaked at 78 years back in 2014? And global life expectancy is declining for the first time in 30 years because people are aging faster than ever before. And that's largely due to more toxins in the air, chemicals in our soil and food, and other external factors that are new to us. What most people don't know is that we can actually fight aging on a cellular level. Scientists have discovered that kimchi actually slows the aging process of human cells, helping to protect them and delay aging. The power of nature can outweigh the power of pharmaceuticals without the nasty side effects. And now you can get all the benefits of kimchi in a simple capsule with Kimchi One. I take Kimchi One every single day. I absolutely love it. Each capsule delivers over 900 probiotic strains plus antioxidants and enzymes that support your digestion, metabolism, and skin health from the inside out. As we age, we become more susceptible to microbial threats, harmful viruses and bacteria. But the beauty is that Kimchi One is a natural antimicrobial, helping your body fight off harmful bacteria, viruses, and even toxins while boosting immunity and energy. Best of all, Kimchi One is 100% made in America. It's all natural and non-GMO. So do what I do. Support your gut, protect your cells, and feel younger every single day with Kimchi One from Brightcore. Today, you can get an exclusive offer by clicking the link below. Just use code TURLEY for 25% off your entire order, or for an even better deal, give them a call. My friends at Brightcore would love to chat with you. They're going to give you up to 50% off if you call them, and they'll even give you free shipping. How's that? Give them a call right now at 888-597-0233. Remember, if you call them, you get 50% off plus free shipping. That's 888-597-0233. 3-3. These are scenes coming out of Minnesota as we speak. ICE agents are beginning the long and overdue process of cleaning house, targeting criminal networks that have exploited taxpayer generosity and weak local enforcement for far too long. Reports are that hundreds of federal agents are swarming some of the key areas of concentrated illegal migration and visa fraud, and they're making mass arrests as we speak. Now, obviously, as we've seen, this latest federal operation isn't happening in a vacuum. It is a direct response to the unimaginable levels of fraud that have plagued Minnesota for years now. We've talked about the Feeding Our Future scandal several times, where over $1 billion in taxpayer money meant for hungry children was funneled into a massive criminal enterprise. Federal prosecutors have called it one of the largest COVID-related fraud schemes in the nation, and it flourished. It flourished under the watch of Minnesota's political leaders, particularly their feckless governor, Happy Hands Tim Walz. The deployment of these agents is the first sign that the federal government is no longer willing to let Minnesota's local corruption go unchecked. This current crackdown aligns perfectly with President Trump's explicit promises. He's publicly called out Minnesota's fraud issues. He's specifically targeting the Somali immigrant community, unapologetically so. And he's put the policy of denaturalization on the table for those who commit immigration crimes, including Ilhan Omar. In a system where USCIS Director Joseph Edlow reported that his agency's own investigations uncovered significant visa fraud, Trump's focus on revoking citizenship for criminals isn't just talk. It's a stated policy objective aimed at restoring integrity to the immigration system as a whole. In fact, Tom Homan has confirmed that the administration is actively creating a denaturalization section within the Department of Justice, a tool that will be used to remove those who lied their way into this country. In other words, if you skirted the law to get into the country, you're not going to be able to appeal the law when you're getting to appeal to that very law when you're getting kicked out. That isn't a political threat. It's just the way things are going to be. It's literally just a direct statement of legal authority that Homan says they're fully prepared to use. What we really are witnessing here is a massive political paradigm shift. I mean, the era of sanctuary policies and political protection for immigration fraud that flourished, we have to admit, under both Republican and Democrat Washington administrations alike, those days are over. I mean, could you imagine George W. Bush ordering federal raids throughout Minneapolis? I mean, this is absolutely unprecedented. The agents are on the ground. The policy is now one of reverse migration, and the legal authority to enforce it has been unconditionally asserted. We are in the midst of a political paradigm shift. Now, for figures who have been shielded and coddled by the political establishment for years, they're now again realizing, to their horror, the question is no longer if a reckoning is coming, but when. No one's coming to save them. Tim Walz can't do anything. Ilhan Omar can't do anything. CNN can't do anything. The promises made on the campaign trail back in 2024 are turning into concrete enforcement actions on the streets of Minneapolis, and the political landscape of Minnesota will never, ever be the same. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.